Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie, and thanks again to the Herbert Park Hotel here in Ballsbridge for that. Noeline Gannon. Noeline, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
How are you? Explain what's happened, because it's I know bonkers.ie are the sponsor of Liveline. Just listen to the sting there again, but this sounds bonkers. What happened, Noeline?
Well, I went on to book some flights for myself and my family to go to New York next year.
Okay.
My son is a full-time wheelchair user. He has muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
And he also uses a ventilator.
Right.
When I went on and rang them to book in special assistance, they told me the wheelchair is fine, but however, his ventilator wouldn't be permitted to be used in business class. But unfortunately, it's the only way he can travel, as you know, he's too uncomfortable on long-haul flights sitting up for that length of time.
Of course,
but however, the ventilator could be used in economy class.
So they won't allow the ventilator in first class.
Yeah.
But they will allow it in economy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, does it make noise?
It's a very slight home office, but yeah. nothing that would disturb anybody.
Yeah. So why? Why?
You wouldn't hear the noise over the noise of the plane.
And by the way, I presume you want business class for the extra space for your boy.
It's so he can lie flat and,
Kevin,
he'd be in a lot of pain.
Yeah, of course. Have you travelled business class before?
We did this time last year with Aer Lingus as well.
And did you travel with the ventilator?
We did, yeah. This is the bonkers part of it, as you said. You know, it's crazy. I don't understand why it's not being permitted. They said it's a health and safety issue, that if it was to become dislodged and move and hit somebody during the flight. And my point is, well, why can't that happen in economy class as well?
And I haven't been up there lately, but has the configuration of business class changed, I wonder?
Well, not in the last year. That I'm aware of. They're saying that it's a new policy, but yes, when you go on their website, the policy still remains the same, that the ventilator is permitted for use.
They're saying, Aer Lingus are saying, are you aware of this? Okay. Aer Lingus accepts medical oxygen concentrators on all flights in our economy cabin. Due to configuration of seating in our business cabin, there are restrictions in the usage and storage of portable oxygen concentrators.
Just let me stop you there, Joe.
Okay.
It's not actually a portable oxygen concentrator. There's no oxygen in this machine whatsoever. It's basically pressurized air.
And did you explain that to them?
I did, yeah. They have to make the model, everything of the
and
machine.
And they still said no?
And they still said no.
You have to sit down the back.
Now, I've spoken to other airlines and there's no issue with them whatsoever because it's a medical item.
Yeah. As the seat, I'll continue the Aer Lingus statement. As the seat fully reclines in business class, seat storage is minimised, meaning the apparatus cannot be suitably and safely stored for use. Furthermore, it cannot be placed on the aisle as it does not meet strict airline safety regulatory requirements. The portable oxygen concentrator, however, can be stored for use under the seat in the economy class. Now, where did you store the ventilator on the last trip in business class?
The ventilator was stored when the seat reclined. The ventilator was stored at the foot of the seat, if you like.
And did that seat fully recline?
It did fully recline. It lied flat. Yeah. My son is quite small, so there was ample amount of space for the machine to be stored at his feet, and it was secured in place with a strap.
And
so there's no way the machine could have moved.
Okay. And have you ever had problems with the machine on a flight or on a train or a bus or anything?
No, never. My son was on the machine probably the last 10 years, and he's been all over various parts of the world because he loves to travel. Like, you know, anybody else. And I just feel he's been discriminated against because of this ventilator. which is vital to him because he needs to breathe.
Yeah. And how would Kevin manage in economy class?
He wouldn't. He'd be in extreme pain. We travelled in economy class in 2017. And even the air hostesses came down and were offering more pillows, and because he was actually crying with the pain.
Yeah.
It's just too long of a flight for him to sit upright. I just feel that, you know, they're not being helpful at all. They're not, you know, meeting you halfway or explaining why the issue mm-hmm. is. Like, you read out the statement there about the portable oxygen concentrator. This is not an oxygen concentrator. So we have an oxygen concentrator at home for emergency use if we need it.
Yeah.
This machine is a fraction of the size of an oxygen concentrator. It's roughly 9 inches by 11 inches in size. So it's no bigger than the average lady's handbag.
But do you accept might as well be straight, because do you accept the Aer Lingus explanation?
Well, I haven't received one, Joe.
Oh, that's well weird.
That statement that you read out to me, yeah. That's the first I've heard of that statement. I haven't received anything from them.
Have you not? Okay.
I've sent in emails.
Yeah, but how did you hear from them that you can't get into business class?
Basically, I rang their special assistance line and, you know, booked on the equipment as I normally do.
Yeah.
And the girl I spoke to said, can you hang on a minute? And she came back then and said, no, new policy, the ventilator can't be used, but it can be used in economy class.
Okay.
So it's just crazy. It just seems to be...
And did they say, you know... Is there a medical officer in Aer Lingus that you could appeal to? You know what I mean? Is there someone...
I've been on, and I've even there today and asked, is there anybody else I can speak to? And they just keep coming back and saying, no, you need to. It's gone back to the engineers now for review, and they'll be in touch in due course. But my point is, I said, if I need to book with a different airline, the flight seats are going to be gone out of reach price wise. As there is, we kind of had to take out a loan in order to purchase these seats.
You have to take out a loan.
From our local credit union to purchase the seat.
Yeah,
because it's not something that you could afford normally.
Of course, yeah.
You know.
And
so that's how we do it.
By the way, is Kevin on his own in business class?
No. Somebody would have to be with him at all times.
But are the whole family going to be in business class? I hope you
no,
are.
No.
Are you not? Okay.
No, just two of us, just myself and Kevin, and then his dad and sister, and that it'll be sitting in economy class.
Oh, okay, I understand. So expensive, yeah.
You couldn't afford six business class seats.
And like, you know the way sometimes airlines say, buy a second seat for the machinery, for your guitar or your cello or whatever. Have they said anything? And you'd have to have two business class seats.
No.
Okay.
Well, we will have two business class seats.
Yeah, I know you will.
I have no problem holding the ventilator on my lap if that's what it takes.
You know what they'd say to that, safety and seatbelts and in and out.
But
anyway,
I'm just
wondering, if there's two seats together, which is what you'll have, obviously, I don't know the configuration of business class, but if there's two seats together, surely with two seats, there's bound to be some spare space.
There's ample space.
Does the ventilator need to be? How close to Kevin does it have to be? Do you follow
me? The hose from the ventilator would roughly Kevin's lying down on the business class seat.
Yeah.
The ventilator was, so if you picture the length of a bed, the ventilator was right down the bottom of the bed. So that's a long tube.
Yeah,
so there's quite, and you can extend the tube if needed. Like,
you can't make
the tube longer.
And,
you know.
Does Kevin permanently need a ventilator, or is it just because
he's on it 24 hours. He's on the ventilator during the day and then the BiPAP at night time.
And what age is Kevin?
He's just turned 22.
Okay. He knows about this, doesn't he? He knows. He's fully compos mentis, isn't he?
Oh, he does, It's muscular dystrophy, so it just affects, you know, all the muscles in his body.
But have you told him, listen, they won't let you travel in business class?
Even though
we're paying the full whack and we...
He's very upset by the whole lot, because he really loves to travel and he loves, you know, loves to go and see different places.
Of course,
and
yeah.
One of his dreams was to go to New York to, you know, see all the sights and what have you.
Yeah, of course, the sights we all know so well from TV or whatever.
Yeah,
and movies.
Absolutely.
Has he been to New York before?
He hasn't, no.
Okay.
This will be the first time.
Okay. Unless somebody has an idea, would any other airline give you Delta fly, don't they, an American fly?
Yeah, I rang Delta yesterday and I have to say they were very understanding and, come back and said, there's no issue. Initially, they said that you can't store anything on the floor, that the ventilator would have to be stowed for landing and takeoff.
Yeah.
And when I explained that he does need it 24/7, they come back and said, seeing that it's a vital medical item, they will allow this.
Brilliant. And so can you not just change carrier?
I could, Joe. But
I know, you're being loyal to Aer Lingus.
Well, that's it. We've always travelled with him. And also the other issue is we're going hoping to go on to Orlando then.
Ah, okay.
So it means coming back then, it wouldn't be a direct flight back. It'd be a split flight.
Oh, you don't want that.
It's extremely difficult getting Kevin on and off a flight as it is without having to do it twice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
I know. So Aer Lingus is the best option.
Aer Lingus is the best option, but unfortunately, they're not being very helpful whatsoever.
Okay. We'll get maybe Aer Lingus will have another look at it or... ask some medic, or they have, I'm sure they have, probably not his or her job, but some medic to go on to into business class on Airbus,
I've even sent photos of Kevin in business class last year with the ventilator, showing where it was stored, showing the way he was sitting and the way he was lying.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't pose a health and safety issue to anybody.
Alright. When is your travel date?
It's not till next August.
Okay, well, now is the time to try and do something about it.
Well, that's it. I don't want to leave it near at the time, and then we can't get the business class seats because they're just gone out of reach price-wise.
Of course. Sorry, but that's really important. Is Kevin due any trips in the meantime?
No.
This is a big treat.
This is the big one for him,
Okay. Okay. And by the way, when Kevin is sitting up on a flight, does he still need a ventilator?
He needs the ventilator all the time.
All the time. Okay. And how does he manage for eating and
Kevin is peg tube fed, so he doesn't eat early either. So
that's
not an issue either.
God, he's been through a lot, hasn't he? You have as well.
Yeah,
but he's been through a lot. Good lad.
Yeah.
Well, he's a man now. He's 22. He's a good man.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I
hope he's listening. Kevin, if you're listening, I'm looking at the text here. People are baffled and are asking Aer Lingus to either reconsider or make an arrangement, especially in light of when people heard that Kevin can't sit in economy class because he needs to be lying down. So that's okay.
It's not a way we would choose to travel, you know, expense-wise.
Unfortunately,
it's the only way we can travel.
Yeah. And then the other thing as well is I know all staff on airlines are great, but there's a strong chance if you're on an Aer Lingus flight, there'll be somebody working on the flight who knows somebody you know, and they're always extraordinarily friendly and helpful.
Oh, absolutely.
It's in their DNA. But anyway, you can't even get on the flight, so we'll try. We'll put it back to them. Nolan Gannon. Nolan, kind regards, and kind regards to you, Kevin, as well, and your family. You've been through a lot. And you're going through a lot. So let's try and get you, to the Big Apple. Nolan, thanks indeed. That's Nolan Gannon, 51551, joe@rte.ie.